Growth in the advanced transportation sector, like manufacturing hybrid and electric cars, may have pulled Indiana out of its slump in clean energy jobs. That's according to the green business advocacy group E2's Clean Jobs Midwest report. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel tells us clean energy jobs grew by nearly 7% in the state.
That's a rebound from 2020, where Indiana lost nearly 3% of its clean energy workforce. Natalie King is the founder and CEO of Dunamis Charge, which manufactures electric vehicle chargers in Detroit.
We wanted to tap into a workforce that we knew was skilled and experienced in creating the best in the automotive industry.
Like Michigan, Indiana is one of the top states for auto manufacturing. The report says funding from the Inflation Reduction Act could create thousands more clean energy jobs in Indiana in the coming years. To take full advantage of that, it says the state needs to develop workforce training programs and clean energy policies. Indiana's renewable energy goals are voluntary and much lower than several other states. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
The report says regional electric grid operators also need to expand transmission lines to allow for more wind and solar energy on the grid.